Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, puddle.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
puddle.
Sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la, puddle. Dip, 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 dip,
dip, dip,
dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip,
dip,
dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip,
You're connected to the Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
What?
Welcome back to the Doherty Report. Where do you get a job? This?
It's the Silhouettes. Get a job. It's a famous song.
All right. Well, a New York judge ordered a man, 30 years old, to move out of his family home after his parents sue. I don't understand this. Okay. He was issued an eviction order.
Uh-huh.
By his parents.
There is a 30-year-old man. He lives in his parents' home in upstate New York. And they were tired of seeing his sorry ass in the basement. So they issued an eviction order. They actually went to the courts to get an eviction order. And the judge actually signed off on it. They've been trying for months. They started back in February, putting a note on the door saying, "You are hereby evicted." And they had the parents' legal names. It didn't say mom and dad. It had like John and Christine, whatever the family name was. Get out! Get your broken down VW Passat and get the hell out of here.
Well, apparently they had to go to court because he wouldn't leave. And what's sad is he has a child now. And he lost custody of his child because he's, you know, a deadbeat.
Okay, I was going to say, now whose side are you taking in this?
I'm saying that he's not being responsible.
Okay.
He's suing Best Buy, by the way.
For what?
Because he didn't want to work Saturdays.
I didn't hear that part of the story.
Yeah.
I don't want to work Saturdays, so I'm suing you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so this guy should be a poster boy for the millennial. He's 30 years old. So during the hearing on Tuesday, State Supreme Court Justice Donald Greenwood tried to convince Michael
Rotundo.
Is it Rotundo? Yeah, Rotundo. Who reportedly moved back home 8 years ago. Eight years.
When he was 22 years old, he moved back into the family home.
So they tried to get him to leave the family home near Syracuse of his own accord. But Rotundo, who represented himself in court, argued that he was entitled to 6 more months of living with his family.
Entitled?
Entitled.
Okay, you're entitled to stay there until you're 18.
Right.
Okay. Not 30. You overstayed your welcome, Buster.
Greenwood called this demand outrageous and served him with an eviction order. Michael, in turn, called the eviction order outrageous. Suing their son in state Supreme Court was a last resort for Christina and Mark Rotundo, who have spent the past few months sending Michael formal letters asking him to leave. In the note dated February 2nd, which was filed in the county Supreme Court, they wrote, "Michael, after a discussion with your mother, we have decided you must leave this house immediately. You have 14 days to vacate. You will not be allowed to return. We would take whatever actions are necessary to enforce this decision." Then he received another letter that read, "Michael Joseph Rotundo, you are hereby evicted." After that failed, the Rotundos tried paying their son to leave. I've heard of, you know, landlords doing this before.
Here's a check. Just get out.
This is like Pacific Heights, that movie.
This is worse because it's his parents. It's not a landlord. It's his mom and dad. We're going to pay you just to get the hell out of here.
After that failed, they tried paying their son. They gave him $1,000 so he could find a place to stay and offered him some life advice. There are jobs available even for those with poor work history like you. Get one, you have to work. So then they went to the local town court in April to legally evict their son, but were told to take their case to the state Supreme Court. And the judge heard the case on Tuesday. So despite being served with the eviction order, he appeared to enjoy his time in court. He asked television reporters to interview him outside the courtroom. He made it clear that he didn't live in a basement and that he had his own bedroom. He said he did his own laundry, had his own business. When asked about that further, he would only say, "My business is my business."
And what? And he represented himself in court, right?
Yeah, we see how that went.
So what do they say? A man who represents himself as a fool for a client.
Yep.
So is he gonna leave?
Well, he has to.
Good!
Because the next step, normally, at least in Florida, is the sheriff comes and throws your crap out on the street. You know?
I could see that mom and dad standing there ordering the, the Syracuse Sheriff's Department to throw the crap out on the front lawn.
Mm-hmm. He'd probably leave it there and go in and, use it and put it back.
He's 30. That means 30. He was born around 1988. Yeah, that'd make him a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who didn't get the message about you're supposed to grow up and leave. You know, I mean,
he's got a big beard.
Of course he does. Because no one taught him how to
bother
shave. No one taught him how to shave.
So I don't know what he's going to do for work because Best Buy is pretty mad at him. Not a good reference there.
Zero when it comes to work ethic. If you're firing off lawsuits against the only company that would hire you.
Yeah.
You know, because you won't work Saturdays. What, was watching Syracuse football more important than a job?
I'm guessing he's one of those computer geeks that sits on the computer all day.
Oh, there's no question.
Well, next, his parents will probably change the locks on him.
I hope so.
But, I mean, it's so easy to call a locksmith. The thing is, this case has gotten so, filled with notoriety that I don't think anybody would let him in.